الحمد لله كما هو أهله، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين وخاتم النبيين أبي القاسم محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين ورحمة الله وبركاته. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه المجيد: لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة. The audience, brothers and sisters, as you know, we're talking about Prophet and his grandson Imam Hassan alayhi salatu wasalam, because it's his birthday, his days. And I have selected the subject about his life. As Prophet is uswa hasana for us, the same way Prophet himself told us that Imam Hassan is also uswa hasana for you. Just look at his life, just have a look on his life and try to be like him. Be obedient to him. أَطِيعُوا اللَّهُ وَأَطِيعُوا الرَّسُولُ لَأُولِي الْأَمْرِ مِنْكُمْ وَمَا أَتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوهُ. Take what Hassan gives you. وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُ. And leave what Hassan is stopping you from. Because yeah, the verse is saying Rasul. And Rasul is saying أَوَّلُنَا مُحَمَّدْ أَوْسَطُنَا مُحَمَّدْ آخِرُنَا مُحَمَّدْ وَكُلُّنَا مُحَمَّدْ. We all are Muhammad. So what Muhammad is saying, the same thing will Ali say and tell me. What Ali ibn Abi Talib is telling you, the same thing Hassan ibn Ali will tell you. What Hassan ibn Ali is telling you, the same thing Hussein ibn Ali will tell you. They all are one. They all are from one nur. They all are from one light. So as Prophet is uswa hasana for you, the same way Imam Hassan is also uswa hasana for you. A good example for you, an ideal for you, a beautiful example. Yesterday we were talking that in everybody's life, there are three kind of relations: his relation with his God, his relation with people, his relation with his enemies. And in enemies' relation, I said there are two categories: an enemy who is your enemy because he know you that you are on the right path and he wants to finish you. You should be brave in front of him. And another enemy who's been misguided by wrong propagandas. You should be kind with him to motivate him by your kindness. If you punch that enemy, okay, you know, he'll punch you again. Then it will get worse and worse. Instead of coming towards you, he'll run from you. He'll say, yes, I've heard wrong thing about him, and he's really bad. But we've learned from Imam Hassan's life that Imam Hassan, what did he do? He was very kind with his enemy, this kind of enemy. So today, inshallah, we are going to look in Imam Hassan's life. You know, three relations in Imam Hassan's life. Imam Hassan's relation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What kind of relation Imam Hassan had with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We have a verse in Holy Quran in Surah Anfal, the second verse of Surah Anfal. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. Surah Anfal, second verse. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying about mu'mineen, about faithfuls. Allah is saying faithful believer is he who, when Allah is mentioned, his heart is full of fear. When Allah is mentioned, وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ. You know, when Allah is mentioned, his heart is full of fear. Now have a look on Imam Hassan's life. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was mentioned, when somebody used to say azan, when azan's time used to come, we have in narrations that Imam Hassan started trembling. Imam Hassan used to shed tears. Imam Hassan used to tremble. His heart used to become full of fear of God Almighty. Imam Hassan is teaching us you should be like this. Imam is Uswa Hassan. Learn from Imam Hassan. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. Believers, mu'mineen, faithful are those when Allah is mentioned, their heart are full of fear. So when Allah was mentioned, when somebody used to say Allahu Akbar, when Muazzin used to give azan, say azan, Imam Hassan used to shed tears. Imam Hassan used to tremble in the fear of God. Allahu Akbar. When he used to come near the mosque, Imam Hassan used to shed tears in the fear of God. Okay, if you cannot shed tears, at least you can go and pray namaz on its first time. What Imam Hassan used to do. Imam Hassan's relation with God. And we have to teach, we have to learn from Imam Hassan. And make the same relation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's been narrated that Imam Hassan alayhi salatu wasalam, in the last moments of his life, Imam Hassan started crying. Imam Hassan started shedding tears. So people asked Imam, "Ya Imam, why are you shedding tears? What are you crying for?" Imam said, "In the fear of Day of Judgment." Allahu Akbar. You know, he's ma'soom Imam, he's infallible. And he's saying, "I'm afraid of Day of Judgment." You know, he's teaching you and me that be afraid of the Day of Judgment. The Day of Judgment is not ordinary day. In the Day of Judgment, the son will leave his dad. Today you love your dad, but in the Day of Judgment, you'll run away from your dad. In the Day of Judgment, you'll run away from your wife. Your wife will run away from you. في يوم كان مقداره 50,000 سنة. It's each and each 1 day is more than 50,000 days. And we don't know for how many days we have to stay there. Allahu Akbar. Imam said, "I'm crying, I'm shedding tear, khawfan. I'm shedding tear in the fear of Yawm al-Qiyamah, in the fear of the Day of Judgment." Allahu Akbar. So we should learn from Imam. He's Uswa Hasana for us. We should be afraid of the Day of Judgment. Whatever we do today, we should think, Allahu Akbar, is it wrong or right? If it was wrong, I'll face a lot of trouble. I'll face a lot of problems in the Day of Judgment. Allahu Akbar. Don't forget the Day of Judgment. Those people are committing sins who have forgotten the Day of Judgment, who have forgotten death, who have forgotten grave. They're thinking that they are going to live in this world forever. But you are going to die. You will leave this world. You'll go from this world. And what will happen in the Day of Judgment? You don't know. If your bad actions were more than your good deeds, then Allah, Allah, you might face a lot of troubles, a lot of problems. Look, Imam is teaching us. He is our teacher. He is Uswa Hasana, good example, good ideal. Look, Imam's relation with God. It's been narrated that Imam Hasan alayhi salatu wasalam used to recite Suratul Kahf every night. Learn from Imam. Try to do the same what Imam used to do. Recite Suratul Kahf. Suratul Kahf is 18th surah of Quran. It's a very lovely surah. Imam used to recite Suratul Kahf every night, especially for Thursday nights, Laylatul Jum'ah. Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam informs us that whoever recites Suratul Kahf on Thursday nights, Laylatul Jum'ah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him the reward of a shaheed. You know, shaheed, martyr. He's suffering a lot of things. You know, he's being injured, he's being killed, he's suffering so much. You're not suffering anything just for reciting Suratul Kahf and getting the same reward of shaheed. It has such a great sawab. Then Imam Sadiq continues, Imam said, whoever recites Suratul Kahf on Thursday nights on Laylatul Jum'ah, Allah will forgive his last week's all sins. Allahu Akbar. You know, your last week's all sins will be forgiven if you recite Suratul Kahf. If you keep continuing reciting Suratul Kahf every Thursday night, every Laylatul Jum'ah, so your every week's sins are being forgiven by God. Well, it doesn't mean that, you know, you commit sins for a whole week and say, okay, I'll recite Suratul Kahf on Thursday night. No. If you commit any sin with this intention that I'll seek forgiveness, I'll do repentance, then your repentance is not accepted. You know, Ibn Sa'd, he said, okay, I'll kill Imam Hussein and I'll repent and I'll do tawbah. No, this kind of repentance is not accepted. But if you've done something wrong, if you've done some mistake, okay, you've committed a sin by mistake, you didn't want to do, you didn't do it purposely, you know, shaitan misguided you, you didn't do it with this intention, I'll repent later, then Allah will forgive you. So recite Suratul Kahf every night, and especially Thursday nights, Allah will forgive your last week's old sin. Allahu Akbar.